Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's been decades since you could take the train to Blacksburg, Radford, or anywhere in Virginia's New River Valley. But a story by Dominic Mastrangelo in the Roanoke Times says passenger rail supporters are working very hard to try and bring the trains back. More on that now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
There's a group called NRV 2020 that applied and did a feasibility study and has now got a $350,000 Commonwealth Transportation grant to study bringing rail service to the New River Valley. A similar effort was launched and was successful in Roanoke, which will start service in October. And there's a lot of feeling that with the colleges in the area, New River Valley, Radford University, and of course Virginia Tech, be a popular route for students.
And if Blacksburg Mayor Ron Rordam is an example, there's certainly lots of optimism in the group.
It's all of us. It's counties, it's the towns, it's the city. So we'll get it done by 2020 because we're working together to make it happen.
But it probably could not happen without the support of Congress. And David, based on a recent meeting, that's not a sure thing.
And there was some skepticism by Congressman Morgan Griffith, who noted that on the federal level, President Donald Trump has talked about cutting support for long-distance Amtrak service. Quote, Griffith said, "We can't waste a lot of money. We need to make sure what we're doing makes sense. We can't be building a line just to make people happy."
But be that as it may, there is money, the grant money you mentioned earlier, which will pay for a more detailed study.
The study will begin next July. They also have to determine if Amtrak will require a separate feasibility study and really kind of figure out how the passenger schedule would jive with that in Roanoke, Lynchburg, and other parts of the state.
David, our next story comes from another part of the state and involves an entirely different type of technology.
As Virginia Beach continues to grow and transform from a tourist and military community into a global business community, the demand for data transmission is just blowing up.
Scott Hall is Business Development Coordinator for the City of Virginia Beach, and he is excited about something, David. What is it?
This story is by Kimberly Pearsall. She's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. It was the completion of a cable called Maria, which in Spanish means tide, and that's a high-speed data cable that links Virginia Beach with Spain. It's a joint project of Microsoft and Facebook. It gives them some redundancies to in case there's a failure in existing cables that are kind of clustered around New York, New Jersey, and Florida.
Well, redundancy is all well and good. But in Virginia Beach, they're seeing this as an opportunity for new businesses.
There was talk of data centers. There was talk of companies wanting to come to the area because of their high-speed internet. And there was even talk of Virginia Beach becoming a, quote, digital port, end quote.
It would be an understatement, I guess, to say that this new cable is rather fast.
It's capable of sending 160 terabits of data per second. Now, what does that mean? That's 16 million times faster, according to this article, than the average home internet connection.
And if that doesn't impress you, it's 4,000 miles long, and it weighs 10 million pounds. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.